Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So the Mishnah talks about how the value of a dowry is mentioned in the Ksuba. So it talks about a bunch of cases, and it starts with a case of money, of cash. Paskala hachmaso elef dinar. If she pledged to bring into the marriage 1,000 dinar, who posted, connect on chamisha asar mana. He has to make a commitment of 1,500 dinar. Chamisha asar mana, a mana is 100 dinar, so chamisha asar mana, 1,500 dinar. That if they ever get divorced or he dies, that's what she's going to get paid back, because he's able to use the cash to invest in a business or whatever. He's going to make a lot of money off of that cash, so the Chacham required that he gives a 50% increase on his commitment to pay back. Now the second case is not a dowry of cash, but it's things, it's clothing, it's kalim. So ukeneged hashum, if there's things that we have to appraise their value in order to determine what, you know, how much they're worth, and she's bringing them into the marriage, who posek pachos chomesh. So he can pledge to pay one-fifth less than the value that they're appraised at. And we do that because they usually try to give an exaggerated value of the items that she's bringing into the marriage. So since they're exaggerating anyway, so probably if you go 20% less, you're going to be more on target. Then the third case is shumba mana v'shava mana. If they appraise the things that she brings in as worth 100 dinar, and they were actually worth 100 dinar, ein lo alamana, then he has to write that it's worth 100 dinar, meaning if he knows that it was an accurate appraisal, so then it has to reflect that. Now, the Mishnah spoke of possessions that were appraised, and then their guaranteed value was written in the Ksuba. So now we're going to talk about the opposite situation, where the value was written in the Ksuba first, before they ever appraised anything. Shumba mana, if the chassan was told to write in the ksuba that he's pledging 100 dinar for whatever items she's bringing into the marriage, she is now responsible to bring into the marriage 125 dinars worth, because she's responsible to bring in that which is going to be appraised at 125 dinar, whose real value is going to be 20% less, and is likely to be 100 dinar. Uba arba meos, and if the chassan was told he should write 400 dinar of shum in the ksuba, hino senes chamesh meos. She's responsible to actually bring in something that's assessed at 500 dinar, because, as we said, it's always an exaggerated assessment by 20%. Masha chassan posek, hu posek pachos chomesh. Whatever the chassan commits, whether it's before the shum is done or after the shum is done, before they make the assessment or after, and whether it's a lot of money or a little money, it's always got to be one-fifth less than the actual appraised value. So now Mishnah Dalet. Paskala hachnasel ksafim. She said she's going to bring cash into the marriage. Sela kesef nasa shisha dinarim. So a sela kesef, which is 4 dinars, becomes 6 dinars in her ksuba, meaning it's a 50% increase, like we learned in the last Mishnah. Meaning that's what he commits back in the ksuba. Now, Hachasan mekabel l'avasar dinar in lakupa l'kal mana umana. The chasan accepts upon himself that for every mana, for every 100 dinar that is in his wife's dowry, whether it's cash or whether it's items, he's going to pay her 10 dinar for her for the cosmetics that she's going to require, meaning a tenth of her dowry can go for cosmetics that she needs. So we don't know exactly how he pays that. Does he just pay it all up front? Does he pay it over time? But whatever the full amount that he's committed to give her, 10% of that has to be for cosmetics. Next Tana tells us, that no, everything is based on the minhagim, meaning all these klalim that we just said and the two mishnayos that we learned today are not ironclad, and it depends on the minhag. And if there's a community, for example, where they assess the items that she brings into the marriage more accurately and they don't exaggerate it by 20%, so good. So then when he writes back to her in the ksuba should be exactly that. And if there's a community where the minhag is that when she brings in X amount of cash, he does not have to add add 50% in his commitment back to her, so then he doesn't have to. It's all based on the minhag. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if she commits to bring cash into the marriage, so he has to add 50% in his commitment back, because he'll be able to use that cash to invest. If she commits to bring stuff into the marriage, and we assess the value of that stuff, he only has to commit back 80% of that value, because the assumption is that there's going to be an exaggeration in the evaluation of that stuff, and it doesn't make a difference whether he made the commitment first or whether she made the or whether we did the assessment of the stuff first. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if she committed to bring in kesef, so even whether it's a small amount or a large amount, he does a 50% increase. And of the items that he commits back to her, 10% has to go to pay for her cosmetics that she's going to need. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel said that none of these rules are ironclad. Everything depends on the Minhag HaMedina. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnayos Hay and Vav.